You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. And guess what? Yes, we're talking. I mean, it is and it isn't Christmas week, really, isn't it? I'm calling it Christmas week although Christmas Day is next week. But we're calling it Christmas week. So welcome to Monday of Christmas week here on The Breakfast Show. It is me, Jerry D. I'm going to be with you from now right through till 10 o'clock this morning, keeping you well entertained or being well. And let me see what else we've got. I'll tell you what it is, December the 18th. And it is a Monday, so it's exactly a week until Christmas Day. Somebody's got a birthday today, and we've got Charles Wesley. He was born on this day. We're going to go back all the way to the year 1707. He was an English leader of the Methodist movement and wrote over 6,000 hymns, the most appropriate of which for this time of year is Hark, the Herald Angels Sing. Oh, doesn't it make you just want to burst into song? No.
Good morning.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días, la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Because my love
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
I tell you what, that's the Reverend Horton Heat. Oh, devil's after him, is it? That's what that's. Anyway, time on the Breakfast Show, 11 minutes. That's after the hour. 7 o'clock on this morning's program. And it was, by the way, the devil was chasing him. That was the Reverend Horton and Heat. What do we got for you today? Well, it is Monday, and we're going to do what we usually do on a Monday, which is sort of take a look at some great music, take a rummage through the files and see what we can find, the playlists and etc. And also, we're starting putting more Christmas music in, and we'll probably culminate on Friday, as we're not going to be on the air on Christmas Eve. with lots and lots and lots of Christmas music. If you've got favourites, or if you want to wish somebody a happy Christmas on Christmas, just drop us a WhatsApp. You should know the number by now. 677-188-22. 677-188-22. I think that's one I haven't played from Coldplay before. It's just not Coldplay. It's Coldplay and BTS and My Universe. And that has brought us to 15 and a half minutes exactly after the hour of 7 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. So what are we going to do? Oh, we're going to get you all cleaned up and ready to go on to wherever it is you're going on this Monday morning. Absolute, by the way, absolute chaos over the weekend, wasn't it, if you're out trying to do some Christmas shopping in the shower. It's a walrus of love.
Too much of anything. But I don't know about that. As many times as we've loved, we've shared love and made love, it doesn't seem to me like it's enough. It's just not enough. It's just not enough. Oh, oh man. Oh, man. My
Can't get enough of your love, babe. Written, recorded, and produced, of course, by what we like to call him, the Walrus of Love, Barry White. That's it. Off you go to where it is that you're going this morning. Released in June of 1974, first single from his third album, which was Can't Get Enough. And the song topped the US Billboard Hot 100 and the Billboard R&B charts and has since become, of course, one of his signature tunes. It was his second US chart topper after Love Scene. Came a gold record in the US, and Barry White performed the song live on the Midnight Special in 1974 and on Soul Train. And that was in May of 1975. So cool, isn't it? Yes, indeed it is. Now, I tell you what, we're going to take Stereo MCs, then we're going to play a little Christmas music, I think.
I ain't gonna go blind, but the light where she's replaced it. See through you. gonna fly.
So your MCs and connected. Time is 25 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock, of course. And I said we would have a little bit of a Christmas music, didn't we? We are indeed. And we're going to have. Well, we're going to start off with one of the most traditional ones I think ever.
Where the tree tops glisten
but the classic, isn't it? A Christmas. White Christmas, Irving Berlin song. Yeah, I thought this was quite amusing. Reminiscing about an old-fashioned Christmas setting. And that was in 1942. They were reminiscing then. I mean, that's when we think of Christmas, isn't it, really? It was written for the 1942 musical film, which was Holiday Inn. Composition won the Academy Award for Best Original Song at the 15th Academy Awards. Bing Crosby's record topped the Billboard chart for 11 weeks in 1942 and returned to the number one position again in December of 43 and 44. And his version would return to the top 40 a dozen times in subsequent years. Since its release, by the way, the song has been covered, of course, by virtually everybody. The version sung by Bing Crosby is the world's best-selling single in terms of sales of physical media, with estimated sales in excess of 50 million physical copies worldwide. And when the figures for other versions of the song are added to Bing Crosby's, sales of the songs exceeded, wait for it, 100 million. How about that then? Time on the Breakfast Show, we're just coming down to the bottom of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Cuidemos juntos el Metro de Panamá manteniendo sus instalaciones limpias. Evitemos comer en ellas y botemos la basura en los recipientes marcados. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
Christmas lights light up the street. Maybe they're bringing gather round the tree, fill a glass and maybe come and sing with me.
Christmas Nights by Coldplay was the first of those two. And following there, unusual sort of pairing, really, Ed Sheeran, together with Elton John, and Merry Christmas. Let's say a very good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou is with us this morning. Good morning to you, Mary Lou. Always nice to hear from you. Ingrid, good morning to you. And also we'll be checking, of course, with Ingrid in about all hour and 10, yeah, about... No, in about 35 minutes' time. So do hang around for that, as always. Good morning to Paul Dixon, over there in London, South London, the UK. You asked if I could play something for you. Good morning, Jerry. Could you please play Living Doll by Sir Cliff Richard? And the is it the Drifters, soon to become the Shadows? Well, I think I can do that for you. Let's see, shall we?
Got myself a crying, talking, sleeping, walking, living doll. Got to do my best to please her just 'cause she's a living doll. Got a roving eye and that is why she satisfies my soul. Got the one and only walking, talking, living doll. Look at her hair, it's real. Don't believe what I say, just feel. Lock her up in a trunk so no big hunk can steal her away.
away from me. Got myself a crying, talking, sleeping, walking, living dog. Got to do my best to please her just 'cause she's a living dog. Got a roving eye and that is why she satisfies my soul. Got the one and only walking, talking, living dog. Just feel, lock her up in a trunk so no big hug can steal her away from me. Got myself a crying, talking, sleeping, walking, living dog. Got to do my best to please her just 'cause she's a living dog. Got her over eye and that is why she satisfies my soul. Got the one and only walking, talking, living doll.
Oh, there we go, and that is going all the way back to 1959 when that was released. And as Paul mentioned, that's the it was with the Drifters, but that was to be changed to the Shadows. And they had a great sort of career together, but both of them did very well as solo acts as well with the Shadows. I remember going to see, it was Destination Dauphin. Jean-Michel Jarre put on a concert at the Docklands, right there in the Docklands. And Hank from the Shadows, he was playing there with Jean-Michel Jarre. Really quite something. Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. Quicksand.
Yeah.
There we go, yes. Martha and the Vandellas. Quick sound, 7 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Don't forget local news for you at the top of the hour. And I was just thinking about the Shadows, because they had sort of quite a history, as I mentioned. And but 1958, 1959, they were the Drifters. And their core members since 1958, and guess what, they're still performing. As guitarists, I mentioned Hank, that's Hank Marvin and Bruce Welch, together with drummer Brian Bennett, who has been with the, he was with the group since 1961. They have various bassists and occasionally keyboardists through the years, along with the Fender and the Burns guitars. Yeah, another cornerstone of the Shadow sound, by the way, was also the Vox amplifier. And they had a load of number one hits, but the Shadows were the fifth, I like this, the Shadows were the fifth most successful, or they are the fifth most successful act on the UK singles chart, behind Elvis Presley, the Beatles, guess who else, Cliff Richard, they did better than he did, and Madonna. So there we are, a little bit of a story about the Shadows. Let me see, you say the time, 6 minutes now before 8 o'clock on 89.3 Cool FM.
No.
Well, there we go. Of course, you know, that is Stevie Nicks there, and Stand Back. To come on this morning's programme, we're going to be checking in, as I said, with Ingrid, probably in around about 25 minutes time, seeing how we can... She sent me some pictures. Remember, she was talking about her Christmas parade over the weekend. She sent me pictures of the, the sleigh. And, I'm sure she'll be telling us all about that in a little while. So that sounded like a lot of fun. And we're going to be seeing Ingrid tonight as well, and the cook. So that'd be nice too. And don't keep reminding me, otherwise I'm going to forget that present. All right, well, the present. Because Keitha, she's going to come and pick up her prize tonight. I'll probably forget it now. Anyway, we're going to tell you. Also, of course, we'll catch up with Yasmin, see how the weekend went. I know she went over to Cologne. She can tell us all about that. And also, we'll see if we can find a couple of people that were born on this day in the world of music. All right, still to come. But as for right now, we're going to check out on some of the local news.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
La línea 1 del metro pronto llegará a Villa Zahita, beneficiando a más de 300.000 residentes del área norte de la ciudad. Contará con una estación terminal con capacidad de 10.000 pasajeros por hora. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Jesus Christ was born on Christmas Day, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
Thank you.
and laughter, people shouted, let everyone know there's hope for all to find peace. Oh my Lord, you sent your son to save us. Oh my Lord, your very self you gave us. Oh my Lord, that sin may not enslave us, and love may reign once more.
When Christ was born.
songs. There we go. Yes, two ho songs together. There we started off with Boney M. and Mary's boy child, and Christine Aguilera there, and Oh Holy Night. And that's brought us to 22. We're making our way to 23 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. So anyway, I tell you what we think we should do, because I'm dying to know how the weekend went. So let's see if we can find Ingrid.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Well, it's Monday. It's post-parade day. I'm not having postpartum depression, though. No. We had a wonderful parade here. Beautiful lights, wonderful people in attendance, candy handed out to the kiddies. Oh, it was a lovely, lovely event. And the decorated vehicle. I'm going to send you a picture, Jerry. It was divine. It was quite beautiful. It looked really cute. Oh, my goodness. It was very sweet. Oh, my goodness. So, today is travel day. The cook and I are coming into the city. Got some things to get done. Come to see an event tonight, a very private event, a very exclusive event. Ho, 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 ho. Posh, 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 posh. And then I'm headed off to the United States to go see my mother and my father for the holiday and relieve my sisters from some duties while she gets a chance to go see her family up in Ohio. So it's going to be a very full next couple of days. Travel tomorrow, events tonight, getting into the city. Wow, all kinds of things. One little depressing piece of news. The Guanabana. Guanabana. She jumped off the tree last night and fell on the ground, and she's all splattered there. She looked like she was very good inside, and it looks like some of the birds may have been enjoying her as well. So our beautiful Guanabana is gone. We still have one more left on the tree, so hopefully it'll be all right, and the cook can get to it before I get back. And, well, until then, I don't know. I'm hoping them birds leave it alone, because it's a nice little Guanabana. Guanabana. All right, so, let me see. Cup of coffee, cats, dogs, Chelsea! Chelsea's going to come into the city as well. Chelsea! She loves it when I say her name. Chelsea! Look at those ears not go up. Kind of love that. One ear up, one ear kind of not, sort of. Boy, I'm glad she's going to be here, keep the cook company while I'm out and about taking care of my elderly parental units. So, until tomorrow, back to you in the studio!
Oh, there we go. Yes, Phil Spector and the Parade of the Wooden Soldiers. I tell you what, it's been one of my favourite albums, the Phil Spector Christmas album, for many, many years. Gosh. And, you know, it's interesting, isn't it? Because you come to Christmas and you think, my gosh, there's so many Christmas records. You know, there's not that many. Well, there are. There's a lot, obviously. But the thing is, so many of them are still there that have been made by so many different people. And there isn't, believe it or not, sort of quite the sort of the wide choice that one would think. Anyway, we got plenty. We've got enough to get us through a whole day on Friday. You heard Ingrid. We said she's going to a special event tonight. Yeah, we are. We're getting together tonight. We're going out for a few drinks and some snacks and whatever, and just wish everybody a happy Christmas. So we're going out tonight. So there's a possibility. Because Wednesday, I didn't... if you were listening to us again the last week, guess who never knew that it was a holiday on Wednesday? Yes, there is a day off. It's a day of mourning, apparently, in remembrance of the invasion here. And there is a day off. And I had to go and pick something up from mailboxes, etc., on Saturday. And I saw the guys in there. And I said, a lot of people are going to be a bit disappointed for Christmas, aren't they, if they've got their stuff coming now? Because, of course, what's going to happen right in the middle of Christmas period? Yes, the Aduana, the customs will be closed on Wednesday. Anyway, there is a day off on Wednesday, and seeing as we'll be out tonight, there's a good possibility that there'll be no news tomorrow. In actual fact, I think I'll make a point of it, seeing as it's the Christmas week. We'll do some news on Thursday, but we're not going to do news on Friday because we're going to play your Christmas music. We don't want to depress everybody. So tomorrow there'll just probably be no news. It'll be music going right through until 10 again tomorrow. As I said, Wednesday is a free day, and then Thursday we'll be back as normal. We'll give you a bit of news on Thursday and Friday. It's all Christmas music. Get in the right frame of mind. And then we will be taking our usual break between Christmas and New Year as well. So you might miss us when we're gone. Well, I don't know. Half past the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show.
I like the smell of your perfume.
Brian Adams.
I like the taste of your skin. I like the way you stand at your window with the sun shining in. I like your face in the morning and your kisses at night. Well, these are the moments that make up my life. I like to make the kids breakfast. I like the family way. I like the sound of their laughter while I plan out my day. I like the way you dance in the kitchen when there's no one in sight. And these are in the bed. I've taken some wrong roads,
but I know this one's right.
There we go, yes, and that's it, Mr. Brian, and these are the moments that make up my life. Right, I tell you what we're going to do right now. We're going to play a letter from a letter. It's because I've been thinking of Christmas. You write letters and cards and things. There's no hope. And I tell you what, I must admit, I'm all a bit of an edgerton because my laptop decided yesterday that it wasn't going to run up. It comes up and you get the HP logo and then it doesn't do anything. So I've had to sort of reshuffle everything around. It's always good fun, isn't it? Anyway, what I was going to say, we're going to move on now to Ultravox. And not letters, but tears. Tears in their eyes when they're dancing. That's what it's called. Dancing with tears in my eyes.
Tears in my eyes.
There we go, dancing with the tears in their eyes. Right, I'm just taking a little rummage and some of the stuff Neil sent in for me today. I'm looking at who has birthdays on this day. 18th of December, of course, by the way, if you just joined us. You're late. 18th of December, it is Monday. Born on this day, going back to the year 1890, a gentleman called Edwin Howard Armstrong. This is quite relevant, actually. 1890, he was born on this day. He was an American electrical engineer, known as the inventor of modern frequency modulation radio. Oh, what does he mean by that? FM, of course. Frequency modulation. FM, yes, so he's responsible. So if you're listening to us on the radio, now, you know what, if it wasn't for him, you'd all be having to listen to us on the internet. Okay, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Jonas Brothers on The Breakfast Show, keep an eye on the time, 21 minutes before 9. Mr. News at 8, well, we got it for you at the top of the hour, 9 o'clock.
You moved like magic, you moved like time, you had your heart disguised. When you cried diamond, they shine, they burn my eyes. Now I hear the whispers every night, even when I'm dreaming. So tell me, baby, would you ever mind?
I wanna know who's in your head, stealing your heart while I'm still bleeding. Who's in your bed, wrapped in your arms while I ain't sleeping. You're lost in your head, oh, head, oh. I just wanna know now who's in your head.
I don't mind the way you're talking with your eyes. You leave me broken, I can't lie. It gets me every time. And now I hear the whispers every night, even when I'm dreaming. So tell me, baby, what you have for mine.
I wanna know.
Show with Jerry D.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank, and an old man said to me, won't see another one. And then we sang a song, the rare old mountain dew. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on the lucky one, came in like 10 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you, baby.
when all our dreams come true.
Queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the drunks they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, "Go away, babe," and the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, you're all sad, thank God it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD chorus are singing, "Go away, babe," and the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
I could have been someone. I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus are singing, "Go away, babe," and the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
This is the first year ever that you can listen to that song, The Fairy Tale of New York by The Pogues. And Shane McGowan won't be listening to it with us, sadly, because he passed away, didn't he, just recently, 30th of November. And a great voice he had, I mean, so unique. British-born Irish singer-songwriter, and Shane McGowan. And best known, of course, as the lead vocalist and primary lyricist of the Pogues. And he also produced solo material as well and collaborated with artists including Joe Strummer, Nick Cave, Steve Earls, Sinead O'Connor, Ronnie Drew, and Cruachan. And there we go. Sadly, he's greatly missed. The priest wasn't very happy, though, when they had the funeral for him, because it was more like a party. And celebrating his life. Anyway, take a deep breath. This is Enya. And let's see if it ends.
Thank you.
exciting music, isn't it, Romania? And like Shane McGowan, she is Irish. Enya. And that was Ariste Fidelis. We are just making our way, almost a few seconds, just a few seconds away from 8.5 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show. Now, we've had two groups there from, one group and Enya from Ireland. We're going to move not from to Ireland, but to Scotland. It's Celtic. The Proclaimers, a Scottish rock duo. They were formed back in 1983 by twin brothers Craig and Charlie Reid. And they came to attention with a song in 1987, released in 1987. And it was a single. It was called Letter from America.
Jerry D.
Hey, yes, they are faded in line at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the left. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm heading down the Atlanta.
89.3, con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
There we go, bring us in. And that was Maisie Starr, a little number called Flowers in December. I don't know if it's a Christmas song, I don't think so. Talking of Christmas songs, let's take a rock round the Christmas tree, shall we? Mel and Kim. Then we'll check in with Yasmin.
I haven't had this much fun since Two Little Boys was number one. My friends could see me now. How do I look?
Ridiculous.
You little tease. A dance, Kimberly?
How long is that exactly?
You will get a sense of a little feeling when you hear
all together now.
Voices singing, let me jolly deck the halls with boughs of holly. La 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 la.
Where are we going out of my head, mate?
I'm to my place, then.
No, I've got a wrap around my little finger.
No, I said my phone. I mean, she's got any friends.
Of course, yeah, she has, but she wouldn't have any left if I didn't give you a call, would she?
I've lost a bit of Ollie.
What are you talking about?
Green and surrounded by freaks.
Come on, Nelly, let's get over there.
Here's trouble.
Coming, Kimmy Coo.
Kimmy Moscow. Coming, Kimmy Coo.
Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring.
That time of year again. Morning, yes.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Happy Christmas week.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a bit, I said when I opened the programme, so it's a bit confusing because it's just a Christmas week because we've got a week left exactly because this time next week will be Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
But really, Christmas is next week.
Mm-hmm.
So, not this week. But we're in the week before Christmas. It's all very confusing.
Oh, yes.
And my laptop's not working.
Oh, yeah. So sad.
That's why I'm depressed.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the only reason, but there's no, I'm not depressed at all. I don't get depressed at Christmas. But yeah, no, my laptop suddenly decided it wasn't going to run up yesterday. It comes up with the HP logo and then just nothing. It's like me in the morning, get up at 6, do nothing. Anyway, how was your weekend? You had an exciting weekend.
Oh, yes, very nice. Hey? On Saturday, we got an invitation to go to Cologne,
mm-hmm.
to Cologne 2000. And it was amazing because the first time I was there, I guess it was at the beginning when they started with this construction.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, a long time ago. So I really love it. Very nice experience. And we visited the cruises that were there in the port. And it was amazing.
Because they had two big ships in, didn't they?
Oh, yes.
Did you go on the ships?
In one.
Come on.
In the Rhapsody of the Sea.
Ah, okay. That's a big ship, right?
Yeah, so let me tell you a little bit. The new mall, free of taxes, Colón 2000.
Oh, right, yeah.
Welcome to Giants of the Sea, the Rhapsody of the Sea, and the Celebrity Constellation of the Royal Caribbean International Line. The Colón 2000 duty-free shopping center is located less of 1 hour of City of Panama and to 5 minutes of the center from the City of Colón.
So you can't really walk around Colón, can you?
They said a lot of people do that.
They do.
And we can even see, yeah, the tourists walking around there, which is kind of scary, but they said it's safety for everybody. So
I mean, they really need to do something. I mean, all these governments come
in.
A lot
of things they need to do.
Yeah, well, that's right. Yeah. I'm sorry, I should have just said it. The government needs to do something and elaborate on it, really.
Yeah.
You know, they just need to do something, really, don't they? You know, every single government, oh, yeah, we're going to do this for Colón, we're going to do this for Colón. And
it's not just this government.
No, absolutely, no. Yeah. It's not. It goes back and back. Everyone time. Oh, well, you know, vote for me. Yeah, we're going to do something about Colón. Thank you. Thank you for voting for me. And don't remember to vote for the next guy, and nothing seems to happen. Because, you know, I've got friends that have been here in the shipping business. You know, we're talking about going back to the 1950s. And Colón was Panama. It was the place.
Yeah.
That's where they lived and worked and everything. And it wasn't until later that they came over to Panama City. And there's some of the stories you hear. I mean, it was really quite something, Colón.
Yeah.
So it's such a shame. You know, I mean, look, it's what, the second or the third city? Because we've got basically Colón, we've got Panama City, and we've got David. I guess the three major cities, aren't they, really?
Yes.
How can you let one of the major, you know, do you want tourism or don't you? Because if you want tourism, pull your bloody finger out. For heaven's sake.
Yeah.
You know, make Panama a tourist-friendly place. I mean, even then here in the city, you've got holes in the sidewalks, you've got bloody pieces missing out of the sidewalks, you've got, you know.
Yeah.
Make it tourist friendly, make it attractive, make it somewhere people want to come to, because we're so good. I mean, we are so good at this. Everybody's sort of, you know, we've just lost the mining. Well, you're going to have to compensate somewhere, and tourism and business should be our main areas of concentration. I've never understood, I mentioned somebody the other day, because of our location, because we're a logistics center, why aren't we pushing for manufacturing?
Oh, yes, that's true.
You know?
And
somebody actually turned around and says, you know why? Because we don't have enough educated people. And there's another problem.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, it's such a small country. It has such a lot of money. I mean, the amount of money they're trying to get through on the budget. $37 billion. $37 billion for the assembly, their budget. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Wow. Can I have a billion? Nobody would miss it. They didn't last time somebody took it much. Anyway, it's Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Let's be jolly. Come on. Don't get Jerry off on one of his tangents.
Yeah.
But the thing is, though, you did tell me earlier on, you have to wait 2 hours?
Yes, because
that's a killer.
The thing is that we left Panama City in a bus from the agency. By the way, thanks to Mac Communication for the invitation. They had a big bus from Colón 2000. And we were there. Most of the journalists were in the bus, but there are some that came with their own cars, and they were late.
Well, then
so
why did
we wait for them?
Yeah, but why?
Yeah.
Why wait?
we ask the same.
If you're not there, if you're so starts to sound bad, it's bad manners.
Exactly.
Yeah, bad manners. Oof.
Yeah.
Anyway, to Mac, they mm-hmm. invited you to go over there.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. Should we give them one of these?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Yes.
Yes, there mm-hmm. we go. There we go. They did invite me. You said, where's Jerry? Because I've not long had which means I would not have been able to cope with 2 hours
mm-hmm.
hanging around.
Mm-hmm.
But no, a little operation, but it has sort of slowed me down a bit. And
mm-hmm.
That would have been too much. And also, I had so much to catch up on with regards to Christmas. Apparently, it's next week.
Yes.
I don't know what's happened this year. I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
So are you ready for Christmas?
Oh, yes, of course.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh. And you know what I said to Christine last night? Because I thought, here in the studio, we haven't really done anything for Christmas, have we?
Oh, yeah.
No, it's all
right.
And I said to Christine last night, I said, do you remember last Christmas? I said, I had this rope string of lights. Do you remember?
Uh-huh.
And it went all the way around the room, around the top of the screen.
Yes, I remember. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't remember where it is. And I mean, it's not small, is it?
Exactly.
Do you think I should retire and just, you know? If I do nothing, I can't forget anything, really, can I? There's not much hope, really.
Oh, gosh.
So, anyway, did you do anything else over the weekend?
No, yesterday just go to the supermarket, that's all.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Did you, because it was in the news, I was telling you earlier on, apparently there were so many people out yesterday, some of them couldn't get into the shopping malls.
Mm-hmm. But it's been like that the whole week, not just yesterday. Yeah.
And yesterday, because myself and a good lady, Christina, we wanted to go to Multi Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, if we're going, let's go early.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think we got there, must have been just when they're opening, and that was 11 o'clock on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And we found, because I have a special place where I go and park. I try not to tell anybody else because they all go there. But and we managed to find a space there without any problem. But even there, there was you could tell it was unusual, the amount of cars that were there.
But even at 11?
At 11.
It was hard to find parking, yeah?
No, well, not hard. We managed to find it then, but you could tell it was a lot more than you'd normally expect.
Yeah. Okay.
And we were there for a little while. We did our shopping. We had a little snack. And when we came out, people were driving around trying to find somewhere to park.
Wow.
And I said to Christina, low key, let me get in and see if the car will start. Because I have a bit of trouble with this. Anyway, the car started. I said, now, stand in the front of the car with a sign. You can have this space for $5.
Yes.
And you know what it is? People see you get in the car,
mm-hmm.
and then they stand and they wait for you. They wait.
Or they follow you if they see you walking.
Yes. I thought it was because they recognised me, but no, obviously not. It was because I've got a car. But it's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Yeah.
But anyway, we got our bits and pieces. And, as always, I had a look around because I know a lot of them were closed. And I looked around and I found Casa de las Baterías in San Francisco were open.
Mm-hmm.
I think that must have been about the only one. Because I know Paitia was closed, Pier España was closed.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was good on the map. So I looked on the map.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was looking on the map, it actually said they were closed.
Mm.
It wasn't, you didn't have to look at the... It actually, where it has the little pin.
Yes.
And it says, Patrimonio and Ibero-España, closed.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found the one open, which wasn't far from where we were, because we went to Deli Gourmet and Calle 50.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went there, and, I mean, they must be one of the best companies in Panama.
Oh,
I've
yes.
always said this. They're always... I mean, the guys are so polite. They
mm-hmm.
they know exactly what they're doing. We had to queue a little bit, I must admit, because mm-hmm. it was the only one open. But they really do a really, really good job. And he tested the battery. The battery was the fault. So they got in a new battery for us, and I guess that's my Christmas present. Not cheap.
Yes.
Batteries aren't cheap. But 2-year guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
2-year unconditional guarantee. 100% if it goes in 2 years. I thought that was unusual because normally I always thought it was about 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a 2-year guarantee. So mm-hmm. I'm very happy. And I said to him, so I won't have to, will I need to come back tomorrow? He said, no. We'll see.
Yeah, that's good.
But no, excellent. Great mm-hmm. service. Thanks to Casa de la Baterías.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Born on This Day music. Who we got?
Mm-hmm. The first one is Chas Chandler.
Okay.
He was born in 1938, bassist with the Alan Price Trio, mm-hmm. and in 1962, and with the Animals.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Who had the 1964 UK and US number one single, House of the Rising Sun. Chandler later became the manager of Jimi Hendrix and Slade.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, Slade, I mean, they do a couple of Christmas songs as well. We've been playing those this week. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And Jimi Hendrix. I wonder, because Jimi Hendrix died, that might not have been a long job.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I've got an excuse to play one of my favourites.
Mm-hmm.
Been the ruin of many a war, in
the Rising Sun from the Animals. What a great song that was.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a bit. Really, for those days, it was quite ahead of its time. It's quite a long track as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a couple of good mornings. Good morning to Cedric. He dropped us at the line this morning.
Good morning, Cedric.
Good morning, Cedric.
Mm-hmm.
And also Renee and Rick.
Oh, good morning.
Yeah, this is, they sent some pictures. It says, good morning from beautiful Black Butte Ranch in Oregon.
Oh, wow.
See?
Mm-hmm.
They're always travelling somewhere, even when they're not doing it.
Exactly.
They're always travelling somewhere. And it's a little pictures. No snow.
Oh.
And it says, just woke up in time to hear the tail end of the news. We certainly don't miss the smell of burning garbage. Yes, well, there we go. That's another story, really, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes. What a load of rubbish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's always good to hear from him. And look, so look at this. They sent me a picture. This is the extent of their Christmas decorations.
Oh, that's look, cute.
That's it. Yeah, but that's just on the countertop.
Yes.
The kitchen.
Uh-huh.
It's just a little sort of, I guess, white or pink tree.
Uh-huh.
And a tiny snowman, which mm-hmm. is probably about 3 inches high, and a tiny reindeer about the same size.
Mm-hmm.
She hasn't even dressed the dogs up yet.
Uh-huh.
You know.
I mean, we are waiting for
dogs. We're waiting with the dogs with their Christmas, with their Santa Claus, or that they turn them into reindeers.
Uh-huh.
You know. I mean, get into the spirit, for heaven's sake. Bah humbug. So anyway, always great to hear from them.
Yeah.
So that's in actual fact, you know, we've gone low key on our decorations this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even outside, we've got sort of our Christmas pillars out. We've done the tree. Tree looks nice.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't put a load of stuff out
mm-hmm.
because in a couple of weeks' time, we're going to have to put it all away again.
Mm-hmm.
So we found a good thing to do. The tablecloths that we use for Christmas,
yeah,
we leave them on all New Year. Until the next Christmas, which is very good.
No.
Why not? You know, have a little bit of Christmas spirit around all year.
Okay.
See? And oh, dear, oh, dear. It's going to be a long Christmas, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, boys and girls, don't forget, we are taking our Christmas break. We'll be away from the start of Christmas and come back after New Year.
Mm-hmm.
So we enjoy that.
Yes.
Stay in bed and recuperate. I recharge my batteries for the next year.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, when they have these new things, you know, where you can charge your car,
mm-hmm.
probably do it there, can't we?
So oh,
plug
yes.
ourselves in. Oh, mm-hmm. that's better. Needed that. What are you doing today, by the way?
Today, just visit one friend.
Oh, you've only got one friend?
Yes.
Oh, that's a shame. That's sad.
And later we have our Christmas party.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. So don't miss it.
Was I invited?
Of course.
Yeah, we're going to get to it. It's just for it's going to be myself, Alex.
Our staff, yeah.
And mm-hmm. Yeah, Andreas and you.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got Giovanna coming to join us today.
Mm-hmm.
Be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Ingrid is coming with the cook.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's just a little group.
Oh yes.
We're going to go and have a few drinks, get drunk, and fall down in the street. if it's successful, this yes. will be no news tomorrow. Trust me, I'm not doing any news tomorrow.
Yes.
You probably won't even understand what I'm saying anyway. And then they took this much and put it over there. And Sarah Patagon is now mm-hmm. on fire again.
Yeah.
Oh dear, oh dear. We've got a quiet week. So we've got Wednesday off. Because
mm-hmm.
I did mention earlier, I went to see Mailbox, etc.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, they've only got two people working there. It's really terrible.
I've got
the address. I've got to write to the boss because. Mm-hmm. It's just not fair. I mean, two people having to deal with all this Christmas stuff.
Exactly.
Plus the fact, you know, it's not just the mail side. You get somebody come in and wants you to photocopy a book for them or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really unfair.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So if you guys are listening, we're very sympathetic. Really are.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Henry and Fermina, by the way. They're working there today. Nice people. Work
yes.
hard. So, but it's just inconsiderate not to, you know, if you're going to treat your staff like that, I wouldn't dream of treating you like that.
Mm-hmm.
Did I have any rum this morning?
No.
No, that's the problem. oh, dear, oh, dear. Anyway, who else? Oh, I know the next one.
Uh-huh, the next
one
is Mr. Keith Richards.
Yes.
He was born in 1943.
Uh-huh.
The Human Riff, guitarist, singer, songwriter, and founding member of the Rolling Stones, who have had over 35 top 40 singles and albums.
Mm.
Rolling Stone magazine said Richards had created rock's greatest single body of riffs. Classic albums include Sticky Fingers and Exile on Main Street.
And they're still going strong with their pension. Go get their pension. Oh, we got a pension. Let's go and do a concert. What a good idea that is. Come on then. Keith, bring your wife with you.
Mm-hmm.
Has she finished school yet? So anyway, I thought since it's Christmas, I would play this one. 19th Nervous Breakdown.
Here he comes.
go, yes. 19th Nervous Breakdown. Well, especially for Christmas. From the Rolling Stones. And that goes, well, that goes back almost the beginning. And it was written by Mick Jagger together with Keith Richards. Happy birthday. Recorded in late 1965. And released the single, wasn't released the single until 1966. Got to number two on both the US Billboard Hot 100 and Britain's Record Retailer charts. Subsequently, the UK singles chart, while topping the charts compiled by Cashbox and NME in the UK as well. Broke the bands though, it broke their streak of consecutive number one singles that had started with It's All Over Now. Mm-hmm. It isn't, because they're still going.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Yes. Don't know how they do it. I'd like to know what they're on. Must be those tablets that Christina bought in earlier on, I think. Beauty tablets.
Yeah.
That, brilliant. Mm-hmm. Rolling Stones. Mm-hmm. And their new album is brilliant as well. There's something to put on your Christmas list. Their new album. Right, so, well, I think we're about sorted out then. Mm-hmm. We know what we're doing for the rest of the day, aren't we?
Oh, yes.
We're going to end it with drinks.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That's the best way to do it, really, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Go by Uber. All right, yes, look, take care.
Okay.
All right. You too. And we will be back tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
In what kind of condition? We can't guarantee. We will be back tomorrow.
Yeah. See you tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, you'll see me tonight.
Oh, yes.
I hope so. I mean, it's going to be a long day, I can tell you that. And by the way, let's just quickly go back, because this is Renee and Rick. They've come back. It says, all our Christmas decorations are still in a container in Greece.
Oh, gosh. Wow.
Well, that's not very good timing, is it?
Mm-hmm.
And no dress-up for the dogs this year. Boo-hoo. So the dogs are in there as well, then? In the container, I suppose.
Oh, no.
No? I think they might have arrived, but, mm-hmm. Yeah. I tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have a happy Christmas. Oh. You've just seen their faces when she dresses them
up.
Oh,
yes.
You know, they look at them, oh, my God, not again. For heaven's sake. Hey, when Easter comes, I'm not going to be the bloody bunny you can be.
Yes, that's true.
As always, Renee right there. And she says our little get-together sounds good. Trust me, it does sound good.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, lovely to hear from Renee and Rick. And also, Cedric, good morning to you. Cedric asked if we could play a piece of music for him this morning. Not a hymn, but it's a song by Celine Dion.
Voices in the morning of love asleep and tired are rolling by like thunder now. As I look in your eyes, I hold on to your body and feel the shoe you make. Your voice is warm and tender, love that I could not forsake. I'm your lady, and you are my man.
gone? Where did she go? That was, she just died. She just stopped. It's just the end of the program, but that's no excuse. So, Cedric, I'll dig that out again for you tomorrow. We'll play the whole thing. I don't know what happened then. Just stop in the middle. Anyway, sorry about that, Cedric, but it has brought us to the end of this morning's program. Big thanks goes out this morning, of course, to Ingrid for checking in with us today, letting us know how the Christmas parade there went in El Valle. And also a big thank you to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio. We did a little bit of Who Was Born on This Day. Had a little chat. She had a great weekend. Went over to Cologne. Haven't been over there for a long, long time. Thanks to Yasmin. She's also doing all our production work, etc., etc. And a big thank you to Neil over there in Windsor in the United Kingdom. Hopefully he's going to be with us here in January. So he'll be back, getting in to come and have a little chat with us. See how things are going over on the other side of the pond. Thanks also goes out to the boys and girls at Group Agrado over there. Thank you so much for keeping us up and running. And hopefully we'll be in a condition, sufficient condition to do it tomorrow. And don't forget, there's a day off on Wednesday as well this week, so bear that in mind. Big thanks, as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. It's always great to have you join us. Do stay tuned to Chat SOS. It should be coming up with Gigi. And good programming right through the day here on 89.3. That's just it then. It just reminds me to say whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and tomorrow morning, especially if you're going in a car and you're actually able to move, please do it carefully. Or if you're going to be doing like I'm doing, going out and having a drink, don't drink too much. We'll get you Uber anyway. So, all being well, we're going to be with you tomorrow morning. So please take care of yourselves. All right, remember what I say. I want to be talking to you tomorrow, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Karas. Co-producer, Neil Danby.